Welcome to the show. I'm Carl Azus. 2 days ago, we took you around the world to show you where different nations are in their responses to coronavirus. We're doing the same thing today, but for North America, and as you'll see, different locations' plans are just as varied. The new coronavirus that changed our way of life may become a long-term problem, part of a number of viruses, like the flu, that circulate around the world every year. That's the word from an official with the World Health Organization who says he doesn't think anyone can predict when or if the disease will disappear. The WHO is part of the United Nations. It was criticized for waiting until mid-March to officially declare the coronavirus a pandemic, a disease that's widespread across the world. Now the organization says there's a long way to go until it's not considered a pandemic. The shutdowns and closures related to the disease are increasingly being lifted, and there's hope in the efforts being made around the world to find ways to treat, cure, and prevent the disease. According to Johns Hopkins University, there have been more than 83,000 deaths linked to coronavirus in the United States, but there have been hundreds of thousands of recoveries as well. In terms of supplies, equipment, and beds available, many hospitals have become better prepared to help coronavirus patients. But just as their numbers aren't spread evenly across the country, state plans differ as well.